Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 12th chapter, verses 13 to 27. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true, and do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not?" But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." And they brought one, and he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him. And Sadducees came to him, who say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but leaves no child, the man must take the widow and raise up the offspring of his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and when he died, left no offspring. And the second took her and died, leaving no offspring. And the third likewise. And the seven left no offspring. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For the seven had her as wife." Jesus said to them, "Is this not the reason you are wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read the book of Moses in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob'? He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Gavin Mize from Divine Savior Lutheran Church, Shepherdsville, Kentucky.
On my heart, imprint your image, blessed Jesus, King of Grace, that life's riches, cares, and pleasures never may your work erase. Let the clear inscription be, "Jesus Christ, crucified for me, is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation. On my heart, imprint your image," LSB 442. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. "Bring me a denarius and look, and let me look at it." They brought the coin, and he asked them, "Whose image is this, and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. "Precisely. The image of a man was engraved on the very things in which they trusted. The perishable image carved, pressed, manufactured onto a perishable item that always gives you a false sense of power and authority. I can do what I want, get what I want, save what I want with this denarius, as long as I first render a portion of it to the one whose image it bears. I can do with it what I wish. It doesn't work quite the same way with that which bears God's image. The image of God was placed upon us passively. We are not the reapers of salvation. We are the reaped ones, the harvest of Christ. Christ carves his image on us through that which flowed from his side and created his church. He has rendered to God what is God. In the Garden of Eden, we learn that God created us in his image or likeness. Surprising to some, that does not mean that we look like him. It means that the will of God was also the will of man. It means the sinlessness of God was also our sinlessness. We were perfect as God was perfect. This was how he created us. This was the greatest expression of love. We were not created in sin, but in perfection. But that didn't seem to be enough for mankind. Did God really say, slithers a voice, "You will be like God," comes a hiss from the bush. "And the desire will be for you to be your own gods." And that would become a reality with the crack of the fruit skin and the taste of the bitter fruit's flesh as the world began to die. From this moment, the image of God was broken to us. God's will was not our will. Our will was our will. And we no longer desired the perfection in which we were created. Instead, we took on another image, the image of the idol. And the idol was ourselves. We became the perishable carved image on the perishable material that was only good for dealing with perishable items. Today, we keep carving away to feed that idol of self. So now that we are all sitting east of Eden, what shall we do? What can we do? Our ties with the Most Holy have been severed, and certainly we can't approach the Holy of Holies, for not a stitch of sinew or muscle is worthy. We cannot reclothe ourselves in the image of God. Yet there is one, the one who is the recreator. There is the one who makes the imperfect perfect before the eyes of God our Father. The one who places the image of God back on us from that which flows from his side, the water for baptism, and the blood that edifies and grows our faith. Christ our Lord, place the image of God back onto us as he cloaked us in the will of God. The will of God is that we would be free, and free you are. And so now the will of God is the will of man. And God the Father looks at us through the eyes of his Son, and he declares us righteous, innocent. Bring me a denarius, and I will tell you whose image is on it, and that it will perish. But bring me a baptized Christian, and the image that has been imprinted on their hearts, I will show you everlasting life. Christ has dwelt with us bountifully. Though we sat east of Eden, a tree arose that would hold the sacrifice that has atoned the world. And from the land that Adam toiled, a stone arose that would hold the body of our Lord. But no longer. The deed is done, and the image is refastened unto us. We are the children of God. The serpent no longer has dominion here. Christ is arisen, and with the image of God imprinted upon us, we have the assurance that we too shall rise into everlasting life. Praise be to Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor Gavin Mize from Divine Savior Lutheran Church in Shepherdsville, Kentucky, for today's meditation on God's Word.